Money Talks, January 15th. Step right up. For one thin dime, just one-tenth of a dollar, I'll tell you the fascinating story of our nation's decimal coinage system. This is ANA's Money Talks. In January of 1782, Finance Superintendent Robert Morris presented a report to the Continental Congress. Morris's plan outlined the formation of a mint and proposed a decimal system for U.S. coins. The plan called for a dollar, which would be subdivided into 1,440 parts, a figure based on the famous Spanish pieces of eight that circulated widely in our country at that time. Morris thought that a U.S. dollar, which could be broken down into parts of Spanish dollars, was what the new nation needed. Fortunately for us, no action was taken on this early complicated idea. Imagine 1,440 pennies to a dollar. Just like most of us today, not many of the early colonists were mathematical geniuses who could divide, multiply, or even add sums that involve fractions of the number 1,440. Like most of us, they had 10 fingers and they thought along those lines. In 1784, Thomas Jefferson presented his reasons why a decimal system based on hundreds, tens, and ones was a better solution to our coin problems. George Washington agreed. Within a year, the Grand Committee recommended a gold $5 piece, a silver dollar piece with smaller silver parts in the size of half, quarter, tenth, and twentieth parts of a dollar, plus copper cents and half cents. 6 years later, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton agreed with Jefferson's decimal system, and the decimal coinage system soon became law. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Frank Van Valen and underwritten by members of the Professional Numismatist Guild, the PNG, whose motto is Knowledge, Integrity, Responsibility. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club for over a century. For a free transcript, send a large self-addressed stamped envelope to ANA, Box 2196, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Request program number 75. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.